The views and opinions expressed by the No Nonsense Show and its hosts do not necessarily reflect views consistent with political correctness or the Verisonics Podcast Network. So to get the show started right, we want to wish any officers of the Sensitivity Police a heartfelt fuck you.
I couldn't hear you, Jamie Mack.
Oh, my God.
Man, my nigga.
You are so terrible.
Come on. You know it. You know intro when I say intro, bro. This is your intro.
You talking about what? What are you saying? What? What are you talking about? You could have just said in the mic, Mac, and I would have got rid of it. Cause so that's what you got, French?
I couldn't hear you.
Because before we started, I thought because you just told him what you just told him, I thought he was about to come with that fire.
And then you just couldn't. You couldn't improvise, huh? Like,
I thought he was going to come with that fire.
No, hey, I mean, I got some news. You know, I think I put it in the room, but shit, I'm about to do an open mic.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm
but he doesn't want us to come
as a rapper?
No, not as a rapper.
Comedian?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna do some comedy.
He doesn't want us to come for the first one.
You don't want us to come to it?
No.
I've been to one before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, again, it's I'm that person. I think I mention things and people that I know, and I'm a little afraid of how they'll receive the shit that I say necessarily involving them. Not to say you guys specifically, right?
He's about to talk shit. I'm coming. I do a podcast with this nigga.
Say what?
I do a podcast with these niggas.
But it's funny because I just think about it, right? Like, I don't think.
Did he knock that cup off?
He did. Where's your glass at, bro? It was right there. I thought he took it and walked away with it.
Now he bumped it by mistake.
I was just, as I've been writing material, and I'm like, I had to be single to do this.
You are listening to the No Nonsense Show. 10% less bullshit than any other podcast, guaranteed.
I had to be single to do this the way I feel like I'm gonna do it now.
Because you're gonna talk shit about me.
What's that gotta do with us, though? Why we can't be part of it?
I know.
You talking shit about us?
No. Why you gotta be single?
You talking shit about light skinned people?
No.
Niggas who lost their hair too early?
I'm gonna go to Turkey eventually.
Listen, so I'm going to get the audio, right? I'm going to get the audio or maybe even the video.
Oh, we can just come.
Are you just nervous, bro? Just be honest. You just scared? You scared to do it in front of us?
I feel maybe, like we would be know. The ones supporting him the most.
But possibly, but again, I think that there's a, I don't know, it's not security.
You don't want to disappoint us.
There's freedom in not having to.
Yeah, I see that.
I can see how there's freedom in not having to
impress.
Well, not necessarily impress. It's kind of like I want to be this character on stage, and I don't need someone who knows me and the other character.
Yes, I think that's it.
I need the freedom to kind of to visit this and figure it out.
Yeah, I think
figure
that's
out who I'm going to be on stage, and I don't want to have the trappings of somebody who already knows me holding me in or looking at me like crazy, like, what are you doing? This isn't you.
Right.
I want to have the freedom to not be held down by that.
I think
so. So that
exactly
I can be
it.
Whoever it is that I want to become.
That's it.
And then 6 months later when y'all see me, you're like, yo, that's weird, but yo, I like it because right. You've had time to develop who it is.
He's going to be Black exactly Roxanne. He just scared.
Definitely not going to be Black Roxanne, player. Definitely not going to be Black Roxanne.
I didn't mean that kind of character, friends.
Yeah, not that kind of character.
Yeah, you
sure
always jump out the window.
not doing that at all.
I think it's just more along the lines of you have to get to know who you are as a comedian, who your character is.
Yeah,
how
I think
many
that's
minutes?
It.
5 minutes?
Yeah, 5 minutes.
That's still gonna be a long 5 minutes.
Have you ever watched the Kill Tony podcast?
Nah.
Oh, you should look that up, man. Kill Tony.
But they're roasting each other though.
Nah. That's not what it's about. Kill Tony is it's the comedian Tony Hinchcliffe, and I think there's another guy, Brian. I want to say Red Band, and basically they have a show where they'll bring on guest comedians or guest celebrities that'll sit on the stage with them. There's a band back there, and then they put people come to the club and put their name in the hat. They scramble the names up and they call the name out of the hat. And then that person gets on stage for 1 minute. You have 1 minute to do your joke or your jokes. And then they basically give you an interview where they talk about you and shit for like maybe 5-10 minutes.
Okay.
And depending on how interesting you are, it might be longer or whatever.
Right.
So, but the idea though is sound because it's very difficult to pull off 1 minute of anything.
Oh, for sure.
You don't have time for setup or anything, but it forces you to write concise jokes.
Right.
And you get some of those butterflies out of your stomach while you're doing it. So, and I mean, I don't think you're going to move to Austin or go to Austin to be part of it. But, you know, maybe go down there one time right. and try it. But the idea, though, is you have to get on and get in their thing quick. Well,
don't they usually roast the celebrity that's sitting with them? Like, the last one I watched was with Tucker Carlson was the guy there. And the nigga was making fun of Tucker Carlson the whole time.
Yeah, not necessarily. Usually the person
that's just about, probably
talking about the person who's telling jokes.
The person telling comedian. Jokes usually makes fun of the celeb.
No, the other way around. Usually they roast the person who told the minute because they're usually bad. They're usually very
that
bad.
Guy was actually good.
There's a black dude in there who's kind of new named Cam Patterson. He's pretty funny. There was a white dude with like a red beard, William Montgomery, was pretty funny. There's an Asian guy. I didn't really think he was really that funny, but they like him a lot. There have been a couple that have been like really good, and everybody else is trash.
Right.
But the concept is good because, you know, you only get a minute.
Right.
What can you do with 60 seconds? It's longer than you think it is.
Yeah, for sure.
But it's shorter than you think it is too. Mm-hmm. You don't have time to set up a real joke, and you don't. But you have more time than just to go there and blah 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 blah. You gotta have something to say.
60 seconds seems like, you know, when you're up there. It's,
yeah. It, so watch that. It's called Kill Tony.
Okay.
Looked it up soon.
You said you've been writing, so like you got. You're gonna.
I have a format. Yeah, I have.
Memorize them.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a format of things. How my intro, like how
I get it, because you know you're saying like you gonna come like. So what's up with bitches? Am I right? Like, oh man, this guy's single.
Yeah. I guess you gotta be single to say shit like that.
No, it's just, you know, again, I think having gone through the shit that I've gone through recently, I think, right. and plus,
women be shopping.
And you don't have to worry, like, I don't have to worry about...
disappointing.
Well, no, you know, feelings. Like, someone, you know, taking what I'm saying wrong, you know right. what I mean? And like, you know, oh, this, that, and the other. Because I can relate, necessarily, maybe not my experience that I'm actually going through, but I can talk about it as if I'm going through it, right? And then, next thing you know, people are like, oh, that's what you're doing? You know what I mean? But
have you tested the jokes out to see if people will laugh? To like,
that's what the open mic's for, bro.
I know, but like, I know some people like to test it out with like other people. Maybe not. Oh,
you
close
wanna,
with.
You want to tell you the jokes?
Like you Uber ride. You just you know
Uber
tell them,
ride.
I'm just saying, like you do. You have you tried it to see if people will laugh, or you just assume people will laugh?
That's what the open mic's for, bro.
And that's what our show's for too. So yeah, I may use some of the things.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. That's all I'm interested.
That I've mentioned on here and things of that
so
nature.
So did we? We never got Jake Smoove up on the stage, did we?
Not at all.
He came that night though, didn't he?
Oh yeah, he there. He was there.
Yeah.
He just didn't get up there.
Yeah, that's
there was that you know, he was the J. Cole to my Kendrick. Like
no, he was way worse than that.
Right.
You know what's so crazy about that? I think I told the story on this podcast. You know, Jake Smoove is a funny guy.
Right.
If you're hanging out.
Right.
Once he gets on the record button, when we're like, okay, so there was a rap group I was working with back in 2003, maybe 2002, and they were recording with me, and Smoove would come over sometimes and be like, you know, tell jokes or whatever. They thought the nigga was funny too, right? So there was a chance at the end of one of the songs. The song was called "Ready to Ride," and they were basically talking about their cars and stuff throughout the song. And Smoove's idea, well, what they wanted Smoove to do was to come in and just talk shit about the cars that other people had or whatever, like kind of a funny skit at the end of the right. song. He had a minute and a half. Then he got in front of the mic, and a beat was going, everybody's looking at him, and he just sat there like this. Like he was getting ready to double dutch. He was, you know, like the nigga was about to jump in and double dutch?
Yeah.
He was doing that, and he's like, dang, y'all, I just can't do it, man, now that it's recording. Oh man, I can't do it. I can't do it, man. He just kept doing that.
Right.
And he never recorded it.
Yeah.
And so I knew he wasn't going to do the stand-up.
I didn't. I mean, because again, he was talking. He talks a really good game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He talks a really good game.
Yeah, all that.
I mean, even from the boxing match.
Yeah,
like,
but you know what that is, though, right? The guy in school who didn't really want to fight, so he talked a whole bunch of shit to throw you off. Like, oh, this nigga's about it. He's serious. And he really didn't want to fight.
Yeah.
That's smooth. he's gonna talk a lot of shit to keep you off of him.
Right. Yeah, I get it. Because I remember like every competition or every challenge, I should say, that we had put up, the pre-talk was there.
Yeah.
And it would get me hyped because I'm like, we about to do this. Because again, nigga, you can't talk like this and then not show up.
So when is the stand-up date? You can tell us. We're not going to show up, man.
It's the 17th.
So it'll happen. It will have happened a week before this show comes out. Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, it already have happened by the time this show.
Well, dang, we won't get to talk to you about it till that next. So you won't hear about it on this show. You've already done it by the time this show
is published,
but we won't be able to talk about it until the next time.
That's okay. Right.
That's too bad. But I mean, I guess we're doing the same thing tonight. Well, good luck with the show, by the way.
Appreciate it, man.
Good luck for you.
I'm excited.
I guess we're kind of going to do the same thing tonight, because what I wanted to talk about, you know, I know you guys got topics too, but what I kind of wanted to talk about was the propaganda is on 100 right now.
With?
On what?
This women's basketball bullshit.
Yo, you're really a hater.
I don't know where you're going with this.
Oh, propaganda with Caitlin Clark or propaganda with women basketball?
All of it.
No, because I'm going to say what my point. Because okay, go ahead and finish. Because this nigga is capping right now.
Who is one?
You.
I'm capping.
Yes. 18 million, bro.
Now fuck all of that.
How am I capping?
This nigga's hitting me up about this shit.
I know.
Real time. Like, look, yo, what about this? Like, so this nigga's watching it or into it to the point where we're having conversation real time about this shit.
Yep.
So if it's not real, I don't know what that was, but this nigga was caught up too.
Thank you. Thank you for bringing that up, because that's part of this. This is exactly what I mean.
Okay.
Nobody gives a fuck about women's basketball. They never have, and they probably should have never. However, the propaganda machine is so real that they got niggas having real-time conversations about NCAA women's basketball tournament games.
Bruh. Uh-huh.
Listen, this never been. This has never been. Last year was the first time you saw anything. It was a little handshake thing.
Yeah.
And from that point on, they've been pumping this shit up. They got advertisements now. There are people who are at First Take. They're talking about the shit. All the sports channels are talking about. All of a sudden, they've decided to try to give this shit a go, and it's working. And that's what lets me know the fact that you and I have had real-time women's basketball tournament conversations is proof that the propaganda is strong.
It's not propaganda.
And if that's what's possible, if they can make the world pay attention to women's basketball, then this propaganda shit is really for real.
How about the substance of the fact that she dropped 18 in the first fucking 10 minutes?
Yeah.
That, I mean, she's pulling up. She's doing some
shit.
Who
did she beat for that record? Dawn Staley?
Yeah.
No, that was the other coach, right?
Right, right.
There was an, I can't remember, Cheryl Swoops.
Yes.
Okay, what was her number?
Didn't she beat Amaya Moore record too?
Who cares? My point is, let's just say it was 17.
And Amaya Moore is a beast, and she never took it. She never
a beast. Now, when have we heard Amaya Moore in a regular real time tournament?
So check this out.
Conversation. Never.
I think
Cheryl Swoops. Never.
I think.
So is Caitlin Clark the Eminem of women's basketball?
For sure.
What are we talking about? No, because she's a white girl.
Yes.
Doing it the way she does it, right?
Yes.
She does it. And I hate to say this.
I'm not going
to
argue that.
I hate to say it. She does it with a nigga swag. Like, she's
the white female Stephen Curry.
Right.
In a sense.
I don't know any of those things have to be true necessarily for this point. Those things may be true, but I don't think any of those things have to be true.
Your point was the propaganda machine, right?
The propaganda machine does not care that it's Caitlin Clark as opposed to anybody else. It's just lucky that we have a white girl we can
do. So check this out. I think the propaganda machine decided to turn on basketball.
That's what I'm saying.
But that's propaganda with anything.
That's not against my argument.
If there's a 19-year-old kid that's so good at hockey, like every time he touches a puck, it's a fucking goal. We're about to start watching hockey.
Nah, we're not. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, we're not.
If there's a storyline in it, like you said.
There have always been storylines.
Not
just
like this. Like yes. You said it. You said it yourself. You said it when LSU did the hand thing.
Yeah.
That started the storyline.
Angel Reese. Let's give it up.
Angel Reese screen.
That didn't start the storyline. It gave them potential for this season to have something to go off of. But
a narrative.
But it wasn't because of basketball. And that's what I need you to understand.
It's never about basketball.
Stand by. Sir, it was. We watched basketball in the 80s because it was good. We watched basketball in the 90s because it was good.
But
we watched basketball in the early
2000s because it was
Magic versus Bird. They used it from the college days.
You're not disagreeing with me. That's why I need you to hold on for a second, sir. The point I'm trying to make is that they decided to turn on this propaganda thing, and they got people talking about women's tournament basketball real time. Like Mac was trying to call me out for. All he did was just prove my point. The propaganda machine has been turned on for women's basketball. I'm not saying don't watch women's basketball. You call me a hater at the beginning of this. I'm saying pay attention to what's going on. Because if this happened and real time niggas are talking about women's basketball, trust me, everything else that you've ever been, that you've ever been led to and thought you found on your own was propagandized to you as well. And you should be very careful, because if they can make, if they can make people believe in women's basketball, of all things, the slowest form of basketball, the worst talented people in basketball, if they can make us give a fuck about, okay, you're making a face. So which girl is better than JJ Redick? Oh, wait.
No girl's better.
None. No girl ever has ever been better than JJ fucking Redick. Yeah. And JJ Redick is not a top 100 player.
No. Top 500.
No girl has ever been more talented than him.
Yeah, that's a fact.
When it comes to basketball, if they were to play one-on-one or et cetera or whatever, he's beating them, all of them.
If you just put him on a squad.
I don't care if the chick can dunk. I don't care if she got crossovers. It doesn't matter. So we're believing now, and we're going into the belief that this is important to us. Mac was upset the other week when I didn't turn the game on while we were recording, because he wanted to watch the girls. Listen to that. He was upset with me. He found it on his phone and paid more attention to his phone during that whole taping because he just had to see it. It was so exciting to him. Yeah. And I'm opining that this is all propaganda. And women's basketball still sucks as much as it did last year. Yeah, Caitlin Clark scored 18 points in the first quarter, beating Cheryl Swoop's record, which was probably something like 17. And nobody said shit about them 17. But that was also super.
But this, I think, is the to me it is, right? Like, she's box office, right? Like, I want to watch. And she's been box office
nigga,
to me. Listen, hold on.
Listen to how you sound.
Listen.
She's what?
Box office.
And you're
box
telling me there was no woman before her that
bullshit. Not like her.
Bullshit.
Not like her.
Maya Moore was before her.
Mac, bullshit.
The way she plays.
Look in the mirror, my nigga. Now, look
Maya
in
Moore
the mirror.
Still tougher
listen,
than her,
I don't care about Maya Moore. Guy, it was a walking bucket. The fact that this
Candace Parker, nigga.
Listen, then none of them are pulling up from the logo.
True.
None of them are pulling up for the logo.
That's one thing, and that's not even a good thing. That's That's what's destroyed basketball.
I understand
logo
that.
Shit. So we're not going to call out her accolades for being able to hit a half court shot.
But it is consistently, right? Again,
she couldn't consistently hit in the finals either time.
Shut up. No, she
This
did.
Is not real.
She did. But
this
she,
is not real. She did it.
Her, she just didn't she have a did squad. It.
So I'm kind of confused, because when for propaganda to work, especially when it comes to sporting events like female basketball, you need the narrative and the storyline. It just so happened the last 2 years we had it. If we don't have it next year,
nigga,
because all of them are going.
Rich, come on, man, you're more mature than this.
But check
bro.
This out.
You know those storylines are created.
He's
that's not real.
He's not more mature. He hates J. Cole now.
Check this out. Yes, it's not like quote unquote real, but you have something you could, like you said, Magic and Bird in the 80s. From the time they were in Indiana and Michigan State, they took that narrative, brought it and introduced it to the NBA, and that skyrocketed the league. The league stock went up because you had a narrative you could sell.
French, what were our first reality shows? What were our first reality TV shows?
Probably the news.
Nah.
Or the
Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
Nah.
The those long shows that are still happening right now, like
no,
Jerry Springer.
No. Well, Jerry Springer, maybe, but there was no storyline necessarily.
I'm thinking about those shows that are still in today, like the
American
ones
Idol.
Okay.
Jerry Springer. Do you know what made American Idol really sell?
The people that couldn't sing?
It was, but no, it wasn't the singing. It was the storyline to make you emotionally attracted to certain ones.
It's them first 2 weeks when they introduce you to
and
the
they do the storyline where they make you want to cry.
You see them.
I had cancer and I came back from it. And all
that's what
friends,
I'm saying.
No, but you're not saying something different. You're saying it the wrong way, though. You're making it seem like they got you because it's a good story. I'm saying no. They got you because they made up a good story.
And that's what I'm saying. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. They finally find talented girls.
They didn't finally find talented. Talented girls have been, well, it's talent as far as girls can be talented. They found those girls were talented all these years. Yeah. Caitlin Clark is not the first motherfucker that can play basketball.
Yeah, but you didn't have the injuries doing that.
Stop. But there was all that. You think they never dissed each other in the games? Come on, man. This is bullshit. It was always there. They've decided to turn it on and start talking about it and giving storylines.
Okay.
The storylines were there.
I got
they
you.
Just hadn't. They weren't reporting the storylines.
So is your question as why they did it?
No.
No, he's just saying beware.
There was never a question.
I'm with you with the be aware.
I'm saying that you need to recognize how strong propaganda is, because if it's making people have real time basketball conversations about the women's tournament, which they never did before.
I've learned propaganda was real the moment the whole trans movement happened, and we now have to say they them. Like that's when I knew.
Yeah, but you know what? You might be able to throw a rock and luckily hit some idea where that matters to somebody, right?
Yeah.
Nobody gave a shit about women's basketball, including women.
18 million niggas do that.
And now we got Jamie Mack mad because he couldn't watch the game while we were taping.
Their viewership
18 million.
Was 14 million
for the boys,
right?
That's what I'm saying. Now you're
the boys. They have no cool stories.
No,
outside of UConn.
Stop it, nigga. You're still falling for the shit. I just got through giving you. I just gave you 20 minutes worth of explaining.
No, but I'm saying that's why it works. The stories work.
Yes, but the stories are not real stories. They're embellishing and making them. They're pushing them to the forefront. You think that there wasn't a juicy story in the men's basketball, but they couldn't do it this year because they wanted the women's basketball to outshine the men. Baylor on his show the other day is talking about the women's tournament. It's not real. This is fabricated. These chicks suck as much as they did last year and the years before that. The reason why the WNBA sucked and failed for all these years is because it sucks. They're not better than men at basketball. Nobody wants to watch the shit until they gave your ass a story. And they, oh, I'm in. I want to see it now. I want to see the handshake in the face. I want to see what they're going to talk about the white girl. Okay, how they going to diss her now? How the black people going to react to this? Oh, Ice Cube gave her a shot at the big three. Oh, my God. There's like, no, nigga, this is fake. They're still as untalented as they were last year and the year before that. I don't care that Caitlin Clark can hit a logo shot. That's not important because she's still a girl.
But if you but if you're in the business of female basketball,
what business? It wasn't a business until 1 month ago.
But hey,
how many people watch the women's season? Very few. Very few people.
No, man. They follow
this
her.
Year,
like she,
they follow Caitlin Clark.
Dude, I'm telling you, she's a rock star, bro. Like she's
no,
sold out on her. Yes.
She's not a rock star.
Iowa
made 82. They made her a rock star. Caitlin Clark is the most boring looking person in the world.
Not her game.
Not her game ain't boring looking.
Exactly.
Yeah, she's been like that since the freshman, my nigga.
Exactly.
So like, again, like I've been a Caitlin Clark
somebody
since the pre-18 USA.
Do not say
she was coming off the bench.
You better not say you've been a Caitlin Clark fan since the beginning. I will get up right now and leave the rest of this podcast, bro. You're full of shit.
Freshman,
you never brought her name up on this show. Give me the episodes where you brought her name up, my nigga. And we've talked basketball many times. We've talked about women's sports many times. You've never brought this chick's name up.
I definitely have brought her name up.
You brought her name up when we started talking about the Larry Bird thing.
She gets buckets, bro. There's no one that can stop her.
You've talked about Caitlin Clark within the past year about her being Larry Bird or whatever, and I laughed then, and I'm laughing now. You niggas are full of shit, and you don't even recognize your own full of shitness.
I listen.
French over tomorrow. Yeah, man, the stories are better. The stories aren't better. They just started writing stories now.
The reason why I asked you, are you mad? The reason why it happened, the propaganda machine got turned on, is because when COVID happened and they did that bubble, and the difference between the boys' bubble versus the girls' bubbles, and the girls snitched.
But you're talking about like the weight rooms and shit like that, like that.
And then ever since that, but that's what started the movement.
They were stuck in.
That's what started the propaganda movement for college women basketball. Was that?
And that kind of goes back to what B is saying. Like nobody gave a shit. Like they didn't care to give them
weight.
Like normal.
So this is a virtue signal. All of it, and that's what I'm trying to get you to understand. If you don't see this one, then you're never going to see propaganda, and they're going to keep getting you over and over and over. I'm just saying, hey. My niggas, pay attention to what's happening. You didn't give a fuck about basketball and women's basketball tournaments last year or the year before that. Now all of a sudden, you're glued. There's something happening that you're not in control of. Control your own destiny. That's what I'm trying to get you to understand. You're being taken for a fool. And you'll never recognize it as long as you keep saying, oh, no, the stories are good this year. No, nigga. The stories were the same stories. You don't think there was any story in men's basketball this year? Yeah. But they didn't tell them. You know why?
Because
they were trying to make it so the girls could outshine this year to prove a point.
I mean, the fucking UConn went back to back.
Back, yeah.
I mean, if that ain't a story.
Hurley, his name, last name is a fucking storyline.
Yeah. I mean, like, and he did with a whole new team, too. It wasn't like the same squad.
Same squad, yeah.
So I mean,
did you guys even watch the final men's final?
Yeah, no, I watched it.
No, because I knew. First of all, I was on the road, but I listened to it, and I knew that though it was going to end up that way because all they had was fucking Edie.
Yeah,
and nothing else. And UConn is a whole fucking squad. Like they got everybody from every angle. Like they're just ballers everywhere, right?
And this team is coming back. This team is not going.
This team might go for three.
Here's the real problem, though, right? And this is what I want you also to pay a lot of attention to, right? So, I came in with the topic about this, and immediately French got on me.
Called you a hater.
Yeah. You see what happened when I tried to show him how he's being fooled? He was willing to fight for their side. That's how propagandized you are. You don't even realize it, my nigga. You don't even realize your propaganda.
I want the female sports to grow, though. Why
do you want the female sport? What before last year? When before this time right here? You said, I really want women's sports to grow.
Yeah.
You've never said it, my nigga.
What else? What other women's sport do you want to grow?
Soccer. I want female.
Have you ever?
Time out. That's you're too late, bro.
tried that. It didn't work.
The girls are better though.
Right.
What the fuck?
I'm talking about the U.S.
They're not better. Let me ask you a question.
The U.S. women have accomplished more.
No, they haven't.
In the sport,
they will get washed by motherfucking Nicaragua, nigga. The men's Nicaragua team would wash the girls.
Yeah, obviously,
fucking Papua New Guinea team would wash.
Obviously, a men's team will always wash
every time.
Every time.
You're saying that they've won more World Cups
in their respective sport compared to the men.
Did you ever play football in high school?
Soccer?
Football.
Bro, nah. Football. In America, nah. We call it football.
Football.
No.
Did you ever play football?
I played football, but not like in high school. I wasn't like for real about it. Why?
Okay, so have you ever been to the high school football game?
Yeah.
Matches. They're not games. They're matches. So the girls play first. Right?
Football?
Yeah,
in my high school, girls never play football.
He's talking about soccer.
You're talking about American football?
Oh, that's why I asked first.
I said football.
Oh, okay.
Football.
Yeah, the girls play first, and then the guys play. Same thing go for basketball.
No, but I'm not talking about basketball, my nigga. I'm talking about football.
Have you ever played football? Yes.
For your school?
No.
Okay, but you've been to some matches.
Yes.
The girls play first. The boys play second.
For sure.
Did you stay for both games?
I came for the second game.
Did you watch a little of the girls game?
If I came early.
Okay. So if the boys speed is 10, what's the girls speed? Just wondering.
For soccer it's definitely slow. 4-3.
4 or 3?
Yeah.
3 compared or 4 to 10.
Yeah.
Right. Now you're telling me that people give a fuck about a 3 or 4 game when they know a 10 game is coming? Of course they don't. Of course they don't. You cannot fucking pee on my leg and tell me it's raining.
Yeah, but I have different expectations.
Why?
Because they're girls.
You sound like a fucking dickhead right now.
You sound like a dickhead.
No, I don't. I'm being honest and you're pretending.
I'm saying with girls, I don't expect them to play like boys.
What?
Yeah, I don't. I'm not.
You don't expect them to be entertaining. You don't expect them to be good.
I don't expect them to be as physical or as fast.
So then why the fuck are we talking about the women's NCAA basketball tournament?
Because Caitlin Clark is that chick.
She's not, though.
Why do you think guys want to give her $5 million to play against dudes?
My nigga. Community college men's team would fuck Caitlin Clark
and not the Cavs community.
You crazy as fuck.
Maybe a D2 school, but not a community.
That's a D2 school.
She's giving them niggas the business.
Okay.
She's giving half of them niggas the business.
But she'll still lose.
Maybe not the starters.
When I was in college.
She's got a teammate, right? You put her on a squad with other dudes, I guarantee.
No.
You give her other dudes?
She don't get no other dudes. She got to get where she is. My nigga, stay in your lane. No.
That's the big three. Like, when she's going to play, with, she gonna play with dudes.
No, that's not what we're talking about. When I was in college,
right?
I lived in a dormitory that had a basketball court downstairs, right? It was the culmination. As long as you went to college in Atlanta, you could live in this building. It was called Carter Hall.
Okay.
And so all you had to show was your transcript and that you were enrolled in an Atlanta school and you could live in this building. It was an old Ramada hotel that they reconditioned and made it into a dormitory.
Okay.
Right? And so downstairs, we had a full court basketball court. I'm telling you, all the D1 niggas who went to Georgia State, of course, Georgia State is not a great basketball school. As a matter of fact, Penny Hardaway came there and scored. Their team scored 151-51, I think was the end score. So they're D1, but they weren't great. But they were still D1.
Of course.
So they had D1 prospects.
Yeah.
They weren't the best D1 prospects, but they were D1.
Right.
DeKalb Junior College, this nigga came in, played one day with us. What? I'm talking about the fieriest amateur nigga I've ever met in my life. And don't forget, I played ball at Run and Shoot with all them and one niggas. It was before there was and one. They were playing there.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So there's some talented niggas there. This nigga was by far the most talented basketball player I've ever seen in my life who wasn't at a D1 school or an NBA player.
Right.
And he went to DeKalb Junior College. And what's so crazy is all the niggas he brought with him that played on the team too were all fire. They weren't as good as him, but they were all fire. And I'm telling you.
And they just ran him.
They would destroy any team Caitlin Clark could, she could pick her for.
No, I get it.
They would destroy all of them.
I'm just saying, you're right. If you were just talking about now, a bunch of girls against a bunch of dudes.
They could still destroy Caitlin Clark and her pick her top four. Yeah.
But if you put her on, like, if you sub out one of those niggas and substitute her, she's going to hang. She's going to give niggas the business too.
But that's not what we're arguing. We're arguing whether or not people really give a shit about women's basketball. Could, oh, so I'm or, just saying she could or sub. Or there's been propaganda made and you guys have been hanged.
I'm just saying she could sub in for a nigga that you talk about as balling and do just what that nigga's doing too.
Bullshit.
So to answer your question.
Bullshit. She, no, hold on. No, the fuck she couldn't.
Yes, she could.
Nigga, if I was checking her, she couldn't.
Yes, she
would. You crazy as fuck, nigga. Bro. She could be on a team with four other niggas. Bro. Better send some crazy picks. Be honest, and my nigga better not rolling that pick.
Be honest, weight will fuck her up. Imagine if she tries to take a charge.
My nigga, we're not talking about fucking. What are we talking about? Talking about taking charges.
Well, I'm checking her from the baseline. Nigga. Not, nope. She's getting baseline coverage. No, she's slower than me, and she's getting baseline coverage.
Maybe.
No, not maybe.
Maybe.
My nigga, I just got through telling you the worst nigga from the worst junior college is faster than Caitlin Clark.
I'm just telling you.
Niggas that can play ball at a high level are better than her, period.
All of them. Not some of them, period. All of them.
Listen, niggas that play ball at a high level. I'm not talking about niggas that just
know how to hoop. It's G League niggas with far more physical talent.
You know what now? It's funny now because I didn't want her to play fucking Big Three. But now I do.
I don't want her to play Big Three.
Because those are fucking retired NBA players.
No, if Big Three, the hand check. She'll get fucked. On, like,
nigga, she's going to get buckets. It's not one-on-one.
Right,
we're not playing fucking one on one. You talk about this shit.
It's
all
even
time.
Worse because there's three niggas.
I'm better at 5-on-5. Nigga, stop. Look, she's better at 5-on-5 too, nigga.
Yeah, but sometimes you got to match up, man.
Yeah, but with the Big Three, you can't hide. That's the thing. If it was a 5-on-5, maybe. But with the Big Three, you can't.
Well, let me
hide.
Ask you another question. What's she gonna do on defense?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, that's.
Oh, what happens?
This nigga. Hey, look, listeners. His whole face changed.
That's what I'm saying.
His whole face changed.
That's what I'm saying. She can't fuck with.
I'm back.
Niggas that can play
I'm
high
back
level.
In French Reggie and Clayton Clark all the way to the cup. Bro.
Yeah. I'm a man.
No, it doesn't matter.
Listen. I played against a chick that played overseas. Uh huh. And
she got buckets, but when he was came to.
No, she got buckets like two times because, again, I didn't want to defend her like a nigga, right?
I would.
After she got the first two buckets, it was on. Like, I'm up on you.
Who's that big chick? Bam.
Brittany Griner when she said she could guard DeMarcus Cousins?
No, it's a bigger chick. I saw her on Twitter with playing against some basketball nigga, but she's like a foot and a half taller than him. She's a big girl too. She's not little.
Miss Cambridge.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you see that video of her playing? She did that nigga, but he wasn't really checking her, and he wasn't really trying to do her. I'm telling you straight up, I'm doing Caitlin Clark.
No, for sure.
She's not going, and there's no defense for what I'm gonna do to her. Like it's not. This isn't even a real conversation.
Because even if she's more skilled than you, with like the jump shot, the crossovers. By guarding her alone, you can wear her down.
Physicality is
just different.
That's what
I'm saying. You can wear her down.
Bro,
that's what I'm saying.
You guys, I have fallen for the propaganda, and it's okay because I'm here to save you. And listeners out there, if you're listening.
I think you fell for it too.
No, I didn't because I'm talking to you in our group chat, in our topic room, I put that in there the same day.
Right, but so.
I knew what was going on, and I'm seeing it real time. We're talking about this real time. Like, yeah, we are. And this is some bullshit. Why are we talking about this real time?
But your text to me was like, so the refs. Or the reason why she got 18 in the first quarter?
Well, no, I was responding to Black Twitter.
Oh, that call with the UConn game?
Yeah, the one.
That screen call?
Was it UConn? Yeah.
So
where the girl pushed off. But she absolutely fouled. It was absolutely offensive foul.
She absolutely fouled, but you don't call it at that time.
Yeah, why not?
If that's the case, Golden State got to give all their rings. Draymond did that for all the championships.
So what you're saying, I remember from even, like I talked to Mac about this, from middle school sports, right?
Uh-huh.
The first thing the coach tell you is never let the refs decide the game.
Yeah. Right.
Don't
be
in a position where the refs can dictate the game.
That's what Paige said after.
Your problem. That girl definitely fouled and at the most important time. She should have been called at that, even if they didn't call any other offensive foul, moving screen, even if they didn't call any others, they should have called that one because that was the most important one. She's going to cheat to get that? No, bitch, don't cheat.
No, you got to stay consistent. You got to keep the same energy.
Ain't no consistent.
You got to say yes, it
was it a foul, Mac, yes or no?
Yes, but again.
Stand by. No, stand by. Was it a foul?
Yes.
French, was that a foul?
Yes. Yeah,
then it should have been called.
No.
Tell me the other one should have been called.
No.
Did she foul? Did she do something outside
of
the rules?
This is the same reason why niggas in Sacramento still cry to this day. Because they fucking think that they got robbed, right?
I think they did get robbed.
No, but they didn't, though, right? The only thing that happened was there was no consistency in the referee. They let them play an illegal defense for the fucking first five games, and then when it got crunch time, they were like, nigga, you guys can't do that no more. And now they're like, whoa, what the fuck?
Is it illegal defense, Mac?
Yes.
What are we talking about?
But then again, they're like, you let us do this.
What does that mean? I let you break the law, but now this time I'm arresting you?
That's what happens in the NBA.
No.
In the NBA, no, in the playoffs, no, shit gets rougher.
No.
They don't call the same shit that they call.
No, that's not rough. That's a cheat. You're cheating. She was cheating.
They don't call the same fouls in the playoffs that they do in the regular season. They make you play through it.
I would be willing to say that they watched her intentionally do that on purpose, and they called it because of that. It was blatant, and it was ridiculous, and it was stupid. That's not the same thing as somebody making a mistake and doing an offensive foul at the last second.
Because, as a player, you can deal with however the coach or however refereeing is going, as long as it's on both
sides.
That
sounds like some bullshit.
Nope.
Man.
As long as it's consistent.
Is it the rule or not? No, there's no rule about consistency. That's not in the rule book. It has to be consistent. But the refs has to call the game. That's not a rule. Stop it.
But I'm telling you.
Y'all got me worked up tonight.
I'm just telling you.
Nigga, that's not a rule.
The rule is
don't foul.
As a player, you are like, listen, if this is how you're going to call the game, fine, I'll adjust.
Who the fuck said that's the way it goes?
That's how it is.
Like, who said? Obviously not.
Because not every ref calls the game the same. I know. So when they come out and this is how they're calling this game.
Yeah.
And some niggas will cry and be like, oh, that's a foul. But the ref ain't calling it, so you got to adjust your game. If you adjust your game and then all of a sudden they adjust the way that they're fucking calling the game.
But it goes back to what he just said. Never let it be dependent.
Now, my coach said that in middle school, my nigga, you're still arguing about some dumb shit. My coach told me in middle school, never let the ref be in control of the end of the game. Be in a position to where that's not a problem, and you don't have to ever worry about it.
Reggie, so you're saying you don't agree with that if they're calling a game a certain way in the beginning of the game?
Who fucking who, my nigga?
To call that the way the whole game? You don't agree with that?
I don't like it, but as a player or as a player in the game, you got to understand at the end of the day, the rules are the rules. So if you do foul, you do foul. They can call it. They may not call it for the first the first 46 minutes of an
NBA game. No, back, Mac.
That goes back to why the Kings are crybabies about it all.
I'm going to go back to real life.
It was, like you said, it was illegal defense.
Come on, man. You sound ridiculous.
No, I'm saying.
Can I ask you a hypothetical?
I don't mind, because again,
we
won as the Lakers. But
can I ask you a hypothetical?
Yeah, yeah. But the reason why most Sacramento King fans are fucking butthurt is
because of that. These are wasted words because I'm about to kill this point.
Okay, let me hear it.
Okay. How often do you speed?
All the time. But once you get caught,
stand by, French. How often do you speed?
Not as much anymore.
But how often would you say?
Oh yeah, you can't say.
How often would you say?
So fuck you.
Okay.
Because I've already been through this in court.
Okay.
Like I actually, I had a judge tell me this, like literally.
So the point I'm trying to make is yes. There are some times that cops, you drive by a cop and you're speeding and they let you get away with it, right? And it's understood, oh, wow, whew, he let me get away. Sometimes they even pull you over and they still say, sir, where are you headed to?
Right.
Oh, man, I just didn't realize, you know, it's been a hard day. Okay, I'm just going to give you a warning today, but slow it down, man. Keep our streets safe, right? And let you go. But then sometimes they pull you over and they give you that ticket. Have you ever told a cop, bro, they don't never stop me out here. I've been breaking the speed limit for years. Nobody ever stopped me. Bro. All of a sudden today, you gonna pull me over and follow the rules?
Bro.
You've never said that, and that'd be fucking ridiculous to say.
You
understand that there's sometimes they're gonna let you go. There's sometimes they're gonna give you a warning, and sometimes you're gonna get that ticket and you have to eat it. And that's the way it goes. Give me that I'm used to driving fast on the street.
I understand that now.
Yeah.
Young Jamie Mag didn't understand.
Don't give a fuck. We're talking about now.
I know, but I was.
You understand.
I was in the middle of three cars in the fast lane.
Yeah.
And we were all doing the same speed. I'm in the middle. There's a car right in front of me, and there's a car behind me, and we're all doing it. Motherfucking Highway Patrol gets behind us, right? And he puts on his lights. And I'm thinking, oh, he got that nigga.
And he got you.
And so the first nigga behind me pulls over like, okay, he's about to go. And then he smoothed up right behind me. And I'm like, okay, well, then let me get out the way too. And then he followed me, right? And I'm like, what the fuck? So when I get to the side, right, And I'm literally not, I'm confused as to how this went down.
Were you speeding?
Yeah.
Fuck were you confused?
Because we were all speeding. And why did you?
But were you speeding?
Yeah. So this is what happened.
I don't know how you're fucking up about it.
So this is because you went past the nigga to get to me.
Yeah.
And I asked him, and I was like, bro, we were all doing the same flow. I used to think of that shit, flow of traffic, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, how you get me? And there was a dude behind me doing the same speed and a dude in front of me doing the same speed. And you end up pulling me over.
Because you're the person he put the gun on.
No, this nigga said, I like the color of your car.
There you go.
And that infuriated me. I was like, are you fucking, this has got to be some Rodney King shit. This is some bullshit. Like, I can't believe that. I'm going to take this shit to court, and I'm fighting this shit.
Why? Were you speeding?
Yeah, that's what exactly that's what happened.
The
judge told me, she's like, listen, that's exactly what she said. I went in there, like, with an argument. I was ready to fucking fight this shit. There's no way you can't tell me I wasn't profiled. There was cars all around me doing the same shit, and this nigga, she said, were you speeding? And then, not only that, on the gun, usually they go a little bit lower.
Right, they try to give you a break.
Right, than what the actual gun was saying. If we go to the gun record and it come out higher than what the ticket was, you might end up paying more.
There we go.
I was like, no contest. Let's go.
What I need you to understand is this is no different. There are rules in basketball, and people who say shit like that, what the fuck are you? You're not even, you just want to argue because you're not really making a good point. You know the goddamn rules of basketball. There are certain things you cannot do, no matter what time in the game it happens, no matter whether they called it before or not. Right now, the most important play of this game is happening, and you're going to commit a foul this play?
I mean,
an idiot.
It happened with the Eagles and the Chiefs, and when we fucking, they called that holding on it. You know what I mean? It's like, you look at it, you're like, man, that shit happens all game. But it was holding.
And if you let the refs decide the game, it's your fault.
Yeah,
that's why you gotta
do better. Do better the rest of the fucking, 40 minutes?
Yeah.
So what about the other 38 minutes?
Yeah.
What were you doing? What were you doing for those 38 minutes? You weren't worried about the ref calls then. Now you worried about the call? No. And I'm sorry, French, and sorry, Mac, that you guys have been propagandized. I'm hoping that when you guys listen back to this.
I'm probably going to watch WNBA next year because of her.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But the thing is, I think what's confusing.
Don't shake your head.
What's confusing Mac and I is we understand there was propaganda involved, but we also saying the only reason why this propaganda really worked is because Caitlin Clark backed it up.
Yeah, but do you realize that this could have been done to you 5 years before?
Those other girls probably wouldn't have backed it up. They tried. They tried with Candace Parker and Pat Summitt.
No, they didn't.
They did. I remember. No, like when I think of Candace Parker, I think of Pat Summitt.
No, they didn't.
They was
every
trying.
Every other commercial during the game is another women's sport commercial. They've packaged it. It's not the same. And they could have done this in any other year. It just so happened that this year there was a white girl that was doing really well.
Can we talk about that part? The white girl aspect is very important.
That's what I said. She's doing the Eminem thing. Like she's dominating in a non-white. I mean, I know there's a lot of white girls in college basketball.
They invented it.
Yeah, but typically we like to believe that we are. You know what I mean? Especially like Juju. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like
Juju did way better than Caitlin as a freshman than Caitlin did as a freshman. Caitlin was 9 Elite 8 as a freshman.
Okay, so you're talking about team success. I'm talking about just individual accolades, like getting buckets and doing it. I don't know if Juju, when she's done, she's going to be the all-time fucking
point
scorer.
The ball's smaller, bro. It's easier to get a bucket.
The all-time that's facts.
The rim, too.
The rim's shorter?
No, the rim ain't shorter.
No, the rim's not. My bad.
It's bigger?
The rim is the same size as the guy's.
They don't lower it 8 feet?
No.
There was a time. So that's what I'm saying.
If they did, I might even watch more. Because if you got chicks coming through the hole, like, just macking on people, like, yeah.
I'm going to hit their titty on the ground and be done.
And fucking Anthony Edwards and motherfuckers. Like,
so, like I said, I'm with B because the propaganda packet.
No,
the reason why the NCAA went into that meeting room was like, we got to promote the women's basketball, was after the COVID bubble, it did look bad for the sport. It just looked like they didn't give a fuck, which is proves beyond his point.
They didn't.
Well, yeah, but you as a business, you can't have that publicity. So they had to double down. And luckily, at the same time, Caitlin Clark was balling, so they could write a story. If they were trying, but none of the girls was balling like Caitlin, none of the girls was balling like LSU, none of the girls was balling like Juju coming in.
I'm a meritocracy.
They would have failed at that propaganda package. But luckily, those girls was hooping.
This is it, right?
So the propaganda works.
You can't ask for better fucking weight rooms or better this if you ain't bringing that no fucking money like that to the from your end of the sport, right?
Yeah.
That's the same thing like
so
you talked about.
You can bring money is by promoting.
You talked about the fucking women's soccer team, right? The women's soccer team has been more popular than the men's soccer team. I don't know
more
about
successful.
More popular.
Oh, they're more popular too?
Yeah. More popular.
I don't know one player on the men's team. I knew a few on the women's team.
Right.
You didn't know Donovan, Dempsey.
You don't know those that guys. Is. Nigga, stop
me. I watch soccer.
And they're, but them niggas didn't do shit. So yeah, again, I don't know why you were watching them niggas. But anyways.
I'm American.
Now.
off rip, I was American, nigga. my passport says born in Haiti. Nationality American.
What would Trump say?
Right.
Hey, that's all I'm saying.
Reggie shithole.
If I was an athlete, I would have to play for team.
He'd be like, you guys got somebody named French Reggie on your show? Right. Let's call him shithole Reggie.
But yeah, they
I don't know if they'll be able to keep it up because I don't know how many Caitlin Clarks they're gonna get.
So again, next year in college.
Juju's still there.
Maybe I watch Juju because again, I need that box office like individual person that I feel like is a baller above anybody else. And Juju is that.
Mm-hmm. Who's White Mamba?
That was Brian Scalabrine.
No, the girl.
Get the fuck out of here, my nigga.
Kobe brought they brought up on Kobe's funeral. Who's that chick who Kobe like co-signed?
Sue Bird. Was it Sue Bird?
Oh, was the chick that made that thing with Steph Curry that was shooting the threes with Steph Curry.
Yeah, it might have been her. Cause where did she play college at?
I don't know, but
Kobe, she plays for Liberty.
Kobe vouched for her, and she's not a storyline. We don't have a storyline for her. Exactly.
She almost beat Steph.
They didn't give you a storyline. Had they given you one?
And she shot from the men's three-pointers, too.
Had they given you a storyline to follow?
But she wasn't winning like Caitlin, too, though.
You got Caitlin didn't win.
She did not win.
She didn't win ever. She's never won. This is what I'm saying. You niggas are propagandized.
But I'm talking about Caitlin's team won like 33 games.
Nigga, nobody cares about those games. Listen, she didn't win the game that mattered.
Caitlin, though, again, you said it ruined the game, but she does play like Steph. She gets open a little bit from wherever. She's pulling that thing.
I saw a lot of missed shots in the finals.
Man, I saw a lot of make shots, too.
I saw a lot of missed shots.
Like, she started the game off.
18. Then how many more she scored? 20-something?
She scored 30.
Did she hit 30 or 20-something?
No, she had 30 for the game.
Yeah. But so, I saw a lot of missed shots when it mattered.
Yeah, again, her back was hurting from carrying them motherfuckers the whole time.
Sure.
Like, I mean, like, she has to be their everything, and that's the problem. Like, again, but again, I will watch her in the WNBA. I'm not really concerned about what's going to happen in college basketball, women's college basketball next year. Maybe Juju.
Yeah.
Maybe Juju, but outside of the, you know, if Juju's team ain't playing nobody. I don't know. I probably ain't gonna be watching. I'm not gonna tune in.
Right, this shit is done. It was never good because women aren't talented in sports. It's just not fun to watch. They're not as talented as men. It's slower and it's less talented.
I think, but that's the difference.
And
she
it's
made
less
it
physical.
She made it.
She didn't
look
make
like,
it faster, bro. That's
she made
a lie.
It look. She didn't make it faster, but she made it look more like what we see when we watch Steph. Like the fact that she's coming off a fucking ball screen.
And I think
jamming that motherfucker.
And I think that's what Steph is, the reason why like they say Steph changed the game is because Steph, everybody can see themselves in Steph if they go to the gym and practice.
No, they can't. That's the problem.
I know, but at least.
That's the problem. That's why it ruined the game because everybody can
see
themselves.
Yeah, but at least you
themselves.
Could try that.
Right.
We couldn't try Vince Carter and Michael
here's
Jordan
my
dunks.
Here's my problem.
Even if we wanted to.
And that's the problem right
even
there.
Even if we wanted to.
The problem is that what we're talking about is how can we water down the men's game to make the women's game more exciting? There will never be an Anthony Edwards dunk in the WNBA.
Yeah.
Ever.
Unless
and
steroids.
If you can't bring no,
that
even
nigga
with steroids,
that nigga hit his head on the fucking
and
rim.
Even and unless they can ever bring an Anthony Edwards dunk to the WNBA, nobody gives a fuck. I'm sorry, y'all can say, oh, I'm gonna watch it. You're not gonna watch it if it gets boring because you're gonna realize, wait a minute, there's no Anthony Edwards in this game. That's what we want to see.
But we still
we don't
what
care
about
passing.
What about Steph?
Teamwork.
Steph doesn't dunk on nobody, right? But we still love to watch him.
Do we?
Yeah.
I didn't. I like to see him lose.
Come on, man.
I like to see him lose, bro. I don't like seeing him win. Because that's the thing. It's like, yo, you're not even going to come to the defense. You're going to do it from half court, and that's the game. That's what we're going to do now. That's the game. a video game? Because it's not a basketball game. Because you're not even gonna come. You're not even gonna let defense get to you. You're just gonna fucking run
that
around the perimeter.
Like a good,
you're gonna run around the perimeter all night, and finally, when niggas get tired of chasing you, you're gonna throw up a shot with nobody guarding
but
you.
But no,
come
but,
on, man.
Come
nigga.
On. You
why
gotta,
are you mad
gotta,
at
you,
that?
No. You have to stop. I can't
why
let
you
do
Steph
like that.
Mad
you
at treat, that? Wrong word.
You're treating Steph like the females. Like that's don't give me that look either. Steph
so you're saying that Steph's game is not more feminine than Anthony Edwards' game?
Feminine? Steph. Why do we have to say that word?
Because we know what this is about. It's about physicality. You're telling me that if we had to pick the more feminine game, we would pick Steph over Anthony Edwards?
I would tell you this.
I'm asking you a question.
Hold up, though.
Who's got the more feminine game?
Steph, I would say. Because
French?
He
I'm waiting on your answer.
Because it's not as aggressive.
Exactly.
But I'm going to tell you right
what
now.
What we want to see is a fucking killer.
That's
why we don't like LeBron, because we want a killer. We want somebody who's going to go in there and have nothing but ice in his veins.
He does.
Who?
Steph.
Nah,
like
bro.
Again, and yeah. The thing about it is
shooting it from half court in your face.
No, it's not even
that's
from
ice
half
in your
court.
Veins.
Yeah,
it's,
okay. Like that's a sniper, my nigga. Why want a nigga that's gonna get in there with his knife and his bayonet and rip through some chest, my nigga?
He takes it to the hole too, bro.
One of those
sometimes.
Like
he's a finisher.
Sometimes
he's a finisher. So this is the thing: you put Steph back in the day, like you put Steph now back in the day at the against you know at that fucking. Court at the built-in Ramada, the transformed Ramada.
Yeah.
He's fucking all them niggas up.
Yeah.
All the niggas that from the DeKalb Junior College, the D1 nigga, Steph is putting all them niggas in the fucking cycle.
Those like, aren't NBA players. They were trying to be. But that dude also, I don't know, he's putting him in the
He's fucking
cycle.
That nigga up,
that
too.
That nigga was great.
He's fucking that nigga up,
this is what
too.
I'm saying. I'm not even on his dick. I'm just telling you that this nigga was different.
Even when Steph was at Davidson with all that big shit on.
He was doing it.
That nigga was still like.
Yeah. I'm not taking anything away from him. I'm just saying that's not the game that we've. That's not the game we loved. We've been propagandized into liking that, too. And that's why the world is shooting half-court shots and double three-pointers now.
Right.
But that's not the game we grew to love. In fact, we hated it at first. You niggas have switched coats on me. And now y'all think that's the way it's supposed
listen,
to be. Karl-Anthony Towns shooting threes.
This is the thing.
Fuck out of here,
this
my
is
nigga.
The thing.
That's not the game.
Until he proved himself. Like, at first when I was like, when he first started doing it, I was like, yo, that's that shit that, again, when I'm coming up, get you sat down on the bench.
Exactly.
You take that shot.
Yeah.
Coach is like, bring your ass over here. Like, we're not doing that, my nigga.
Like Love and Basketball, she had her little follow through going. and they sat her ass down. Like, yeah, it's just, you're not doing that.
We're not doing that, my nigga.
All I'm saying, though, I can watch girls do Steph Curry's game, and that's fine. But I can't see Anthony Edwards anywhere but in the NBA.
Right.
And that's what I'm saying. Unless
okay,
you can,
you.
Unless
you
got
that.
Somebody on the court that can do that, what are we talking about? I don't give a fuck about the WNBA. Tournament or who's going to win the finals in NCAA women. I don't care because it'll never be an Anthony Edwards dunk. And that's all I was saying.
What about Brittany Griner dunking? Okay. I'm just fucking around.
Man,
I'm just
what if they put transgenders in the WNBA?
Fuck that.
Dawes Taley said it
no,
might be.
No, I don't want to see that either. I don't want to see niggas that used to.
I don't know. I kind of want to see that, bro. I want it to be like it's unequivocally. They're better.
So you want to see the dude that used to be?
They can do it like how they do it with overseas players with Americans. Like they only let two Americans play at the same time. They could do that.
I want it to be five transgenders against a whole team of girls, and I want to see them stomp a mud hole in them girls' asses because even if they got titties now, they still got a dick and the testosterone and
right.
the body mass
right.
and the bone structure, the bone density that goes with being a man.
That's like that transgender wrestler. Like that's not fair, my nigga. Like when you get to maybe in track, right? Because again, I think that I've seen fast ass chicks, bro.
Yeah, but again, we're talking about fast ass chicks versus fast ass men.
The record for the women's 40-yard dash for the 100-yard dash compared to the record for the men's 100-yard dash. Come on,
what is it? What is the women? Is it under 10 yet? Is it even in 10?
Go ahead, look it up.
Let me look.
Who knows?
10, right?
Nobody knows.
Did Sha'Carri did it?
Bro, I don't know.
I think Sha'Carri got that record.
Who cares?
What's the women's world record for the 100-yard dash? What is the women's world record for the 100-yard dash?
You got to say his Siri first.
He pushed the button. He don't want people to know he's iPhone.
Yeah, no, I don't do that. Hey, Siri shit. Florence Griffith Joyner with a 10.49.
Flojo. 10.4.
Oh, Flojo, okay.
10.4.
What's the men's? Isn't it like
it's nine,
something, right?
Yeah.
Usain Bolt,
it's
right?
It's 9-something, yeah.
9.3 or something?
But I remember when Ben broke 10, though. So, again, like... That was a thing. Like, niggas wasn't always below 10. And that nigga was a steroid.
Yeah, but women were 11 then. That's what I'm saying. Like, stop it.
As we evolve, they evolve, but we're still going to be.
Now they bitch want to talk.
Right.
Yeah, like, obviously a fast track runner that's a girl is faster than me because I don't run track. I never trained, blah, blah, blah. But if they going against another dude that's been training just like them, they going to lose.
Not necessarily.
Weightlifting. No matter what sport. I don't think there is a sport.
If you get a transgender nigga, he's a transgender because he's not fucking capable of surviving in the man world.
Yeah, but he'll defeat the
run up.
World. That's
run,
why that nigga,
run up on that,
that
nigga.
That nigga that was swimming. The nigga,
run up on that bitch.
Right.
The nigga that transitioned into become the swimmer. He was like the 400 fastest swimmer dude, but became number one the moment he became trans for the girls. It was number 400.
Shit, Serena Williams said it publicly.
Yeah.
The 300th dude in the ATP would wash me. The 300th nigga will wash her.
And that's probably because that 300 nigga did wash her and, when they were practicing.
But hold on. She's arguably the best female athlete ever.
And, I mean, yeah. she's
Some people say she's a top five athlete of all time.
She's as close to a
men
man
and women
with a pussy as you could get.
Why are you saying that?
You just look at her muscle structure. No. Like, I mean, she's built like a
she got a strong neck, I ain't gonna lie. Right. You got a sausage link neck. Fuck around in Kielbasa. Nah, but that's all I'm saying, bro. It's like, we've been propagandized. I want you guys to know that you guys have fallen victim to it. We had, like you said, we had a real-time conversation.
Yeah.
I'm not saying hate women's sports. I'm not saying hate women's basketball. Watch this shit. But know that you're doing so because you were programmed to do it.
Right.
Not because you really wanted to.
Yeah.
Or you really gave a fuck about women's sports, because you didn't and you don't and you won't. And no one else in the world does until this storyline shit happened. They started putting in all the commercials, and now they're telling all the sports shows, the commentators are talking about it all the time. They're making you want to watch it, and you are.
Let me ask y'all something as black people. Because I was watching this video.
As a black American? Or
are you hating again?
Yeah, where are you at? Are we doing this as all black people?
Don't ask us a question as who we are. Tell us who you're asking the question as.
As a black American, actually.
Okay.
Black
okay.
American specifically.
You got your passport out.
Right? Yeah. I was watching this video. It was like this dude on college campus was asking a bunch of minorities, Indians, Mexicans, if they would want to be another race, what race would they be? All the other minority groups said white for the sake of white privilege, right? But when he went and asked the black people, all the black people said, none. Just, I would rather be black. Right? And then I watched that video and I was like,
I feel like you're trying to bait me.
No, hold on. No, but like, after watching that video, I'm like, hold up. Do minority groups outside of black people don't want to really dismantle racism? Do they just want to like slide through? Like, because I feel like black people at their core want to say, fuck all of this. But I think an Asian.
Fuck all what?
The whole racism structure that this country's built on.
Okay.
But I think an Asian, a Mexican, from what that video was trying to portray, it's not like they don't have a problem with racism. They just like don't want it to be for them. Because they're always like, oh, I just want to be white. That way I could. So my question is, outside of black people, do you believe other minorities do want to dismantle racism?
Can I speak about something else first that you said? So the reason why black people like fuck racism and all that, this hierarchy, is because they're at the bottom. Nobody ever says fuck pretty girls if you can get a pretty girl. You only say fuck pretty girls if you have no shot.
Oh,
so I think
that's why they said that.
I think
it's not
that's why
of black
people
pride and just
I think it's because they've gotten the short end. We've gotten the short end of the stick a lot of times, and so we're like, man, the problem is this racism shit. If we can get over this, you know, fuck this whole we're all these races. These
so
race
wouldn't
things.
We want to be the ones it's to be white
not,
at first,
bro? Ask MJ. Yes, he wanted to be white. Listen, and he was not afraid to fucking change his skin tone to fucking prove it. Sammy Sosa, fucking Beyonce now. Like, let's be clear. let's be clear. It's real. And I think what it is for us as blacks is that it's a pride thing, right? We want to fucking stand on who we are, right? Like, no, I wouldn't want to be nothing more than blue. You know, the black. We black magic. We kings and queens. We this and that. And man, fuck that. And I think this is the thing, right? Like, fuck that. Like, the Mexicans, Asians, Indians, they understand the fucking game, right? And they're like, listen, I'm not going to sit here and try to row up fucking stream all the fucking, you know, with one paddle and do all of this bullshit if I don't have to. Like, if you're giving me an option not to have to fight against the current and fucking have a privilege and all of that, who the fuck wouldn't want that? Who the fuck wouldn't take that, right? Like, it reminds me, I haven't dropped a movie reference in a minute.
Oh, no.
But it reminds me of that fucking movie, The Human Stain, right?
Oh, no.
Nobody watched it.
That's a long-ass title for a movie.
It's fucking three words.
I'm just saying. It just sounds long.
Nobody's ever watched that.
It's really.
Yeah, what movie are you gonna go watch?
It's four syllables.
The Human Stain.
This nigga said it's a long.
It just sounds like
it's
a
fucking four syllables.
It doesn't sound like a cool movie title. But continue. What was
so
it about?
It's about a guy, fucking Anthony Hopkins, okay, plays a mixed race guy basically, where he is born into a family. All his family members are light skinned, but he's Anthony Hopkins, right? You know who that is, right?
He's white.
you know who Anthony Hopkins. Mm-hmm. Who is he?
I can't think of.
You
but
know
I
who
the,
he is.
I know the, I can think of the face.
Right.
I can think of the face.
He's fucking Hannibal Lecter. He's Hannibal Lecter. Like with the fava beans. He plays a black dude that's living his white privilege.
I've seen this actually.
And I didn't think I was gonna dig it.
It's like, an old movie, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, I was like, this is the way he's gonna be able to. But then, it's obvious to have a white guy to it's necessary, I guess, to have a white person play this role.
Right.
He basically went to the military, right? Fucking was able to get accepted as a white person and live a white person's life with white privilege, and basically, you know, his family wasn't, right? His family doesn't have that opportunity, and he took full advantage of it, and there was a disconnect between him and his siblings and his family members, yeah, because of it. Again, why in the fuck wouldn't you if you could? That's like saying, like, if you could, I mean, you have the opportunity to not have to struggle, you're going to say, nah, give me the fucking struggle? Why? And I think that's what these Asians and Indians...
Hold on, Mac.
And all these other people are saying, like, if you're telling me I don't have to do this, and you're telling me that,
you're dicting.
This is the...
you're dicting.
The game is already set up. Mm-hmm. You could try to say, I don't want to play the game, and that's what niggas do, right? I'm not going to play the game. Well, nigga, the game's being played. Mm-hmm. You're got a mother... This is Jumanji, nigga.
So,
your fucking game piece is on the board.
So if you could choose, you would rather be white?
Yeah. Why wouldn't you, right?
Yeah. Well, why wouldn't I?
Can I get you to relax your stance on something then?
Okay.
Because you're on record now.
All right.
It's easier to be white, right?
Yeah.
Less resistance.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you have a choice to do it. So why not? You know what you said? Nope. Don't change what you said.
I just want to have you clarify, my nigga. What are you saying?
So you said, if I have a chance to have easier, I'm going to take that. Who wouldn't?
Yeah, for sure.
So can I get you to relax your stance on snitching?
No. No,
you
nigga.
Just said, let's replace everything you said with snitching.
No, nigga.
Same fucking thing.
Easier and witness protection.
Same thing, bro. I just need to relax. I need to relax your stance on what? Snitching, bro.
I can snitch and get protected? Oh,
this is the same conversation, my nigga. You're pretending like it's not. But
it isn't.
Nigga, you gonna go and sit down forever?
I didn't have a choice, nigga.
You gonna sit down forever?
Nigga,
or you gonna go home?
I didn't have a choice.
You
wanna
go home or you wanna sit down forever? who wouldn't? Who wouldn't think that?
No, my nigga.
Who wouldn't?
You made a choice. Black people weren't. They didn't have a choice being like. It's like when they were given the opportunity at birth.
You're
to
giving
be
a
like,
choice. You're giving a choice, right? You're Anthony Hopkins. You have a choice.
No,
what are you talking
nigga,
about?
No.
He didn't have to. Because he didn't have to go to the military pretending he was white and get a better life.
Listen,
he could live. He could live a normal ass black life like everybody else.
He didn't do the crime. Listen, stop.
He did. He's black. He's lying. He did do the crime.
His parents did the crime.
No,
like because no. They're the ones that she's the one that fucked another black dude. If she wanted a more white baby, she should have got another fucking white man.
Nah, bro.
Listen.
Can I get you to relax your stance on snitching, please?
Maybe, but not really.
Okay. It's much easier to just snitch and go home. Listen, you want to go home? You want to go to prison?
So again, I feel like the Indians and Mexicans and all of the people we had interviewed, they're like, listen.
So you right now,
again,
you would rather be white.
If I could, listen. You're telling me. If I can be any other race, uh-huh. You think I'm going to pick anything other than white?
It's funny.
Why would I?
I still would choose black.
Okay.
And why? Give us your reasons.
I think it's because I'm fortunate to grow up in a time where I can't use racism as an excuse.
What?
I feel like...
Did he just say racism doesn't exist?
He did.
I didn't say it doesn't exist.
Damn. I said I can't use it as an excuse.
Why?
Because I've been giving too many examples.
I don't think you grew up in a time
that's
where
you can't. I literally said that.
You said that. And I don't think you grew up in a time when you can't use racism as an excuse. you could say that you've grown up in under a certain privilege that doesn't allow you to use racism as an excuse.
Okay.
But this time is just as racist as any other time. I don't know what you mean.
Now, people, there was a time like a black man wouldn't be able to sit next to a white man. What are you talking about?
And now I just make it to where the seats cost too much.
But the nigga can get that money.
Sometimes.
And even if you do, that doesn't mean that that white man you're still sitting next to ain't racist. Just because you got a seat, nigga, in the front of the bus.
Racism
nigga,
is still around, but we can't sit here and act like it's just as...
It's worse.
I think it's more... I guess is how we want to define
it's
worse.
It's worse because now it's not so blatant. It's hidden. And
I feel like that's better, though.
Systemic.
To me, that's better.
I'm
going to remove the option for you even to get bitten by a dog by not even letting you get onto the street where the dogs can bite you?
Come on. You're saying that hidden hate is better than in your face? So not even knowing what you're dealing with is better than actually having all of the information in front of you and being able to, you know, make decisions based on what you know to be true? Come on, man. That didn't make sense.
They just caught all those who is it? Navy Federal? They caught Navy Federal denying like 68% of the loans from black people.
Well, yeah, I've seen that.
And I just saw a study they did where they sent 80,000 resumes to like the top 5 companies or top 10 companies. And
they just changed the names?
They're fake resumes. They made them, some of them look white, some of them look Indian, some of them look black, whatever, just to try to get an idea of what people were getting callbacks for resumes. And majority of them, of course, had the majority white, but it was a slight majority. Whereas there were 3 or 4 of the top 5 companies that did 60 or 70%. They did not call black people back based off of how their name looked, where their neighborhood, where they grew up. Whatever they put on their resume that had black details, 40% of those people got calls. 60% of white people got calls. So you're telling me that there's no longer racism. What I'm telling you is that now—
I never said there's no longer racism.
Well, you said it's better now. You said better.
You said there's not an opportunity to blame anything on racism.
The black experience that I'm experiencing versus what people my dad's time is a different experience.
And I would argue that I don't know that it's the black experience or the privilege experience that you had.
Now that could be
because you don't come from a poor family now. They're okay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they did
what they had to do. They took care of business, and you were able to have nice things and to aspire to do great.
You had slaves in Haiti.
Yeah, you had servants and shit.
Yeah, but that's a Haitian thing.
Don't want to hear it.
I'm just saying, like, even that maid had a maid.
Bro, you are Thomas Jefferson.
So you were so rich you were able to pay your fucking servants enough to have servants.
That's a thing in our culture, like having maids.
Man, so what servant don't got a servant, nigga? Everybody
somebody
don't
got, not all yeah. servants, but
somebody
I'm just saying,
can't afford a servant.
Right, nigga.
That is something in
somebody
Haiti.
Somebody pull.
That is something in Haiti you're going to find.
You got to be able to afford that, nigga.
You're
going to
find all cross of life people with maids and servants.
You got to be able to afford that.
Because we don't have all the job opportunities in there, so things like maid or things like that are a thing in our country.
They're a thing here, too.
For only a certain class of people.
Rich ones.
So you're saying that wealthy people are going and being other people's servants?
Not the wealthy, but there's like poor people, but there's a little bit people that are even way poor. They can get those way poor people to be their maids. That's what I'm saying.
Everybody can get somebody underneath them. You know what I mean? Shit rolls downhill.
At some point, you get a homeless person to be in the situation
in Haiti is so poor that even when you're super poor,
if you put it in that thing, when I roll up to the Home Depot and I get the fucking essays to do my fucking construction or my yard work, I'm that nigga, right, for a day.
That's what I'm saying.
But it's still not, nigga, stop. I can only do it for a day. You got full time. Like, I don't got full time Mexicans
on call. I'm saying, okay,
call.
I had full time to always have a maid. But what I'm trying to show you is in Haiti, having a maid doesn't mean you're just rich.
Sure.
That's all I'm saying.
What about the marble floors and the palm trees in that picture that you had? Nigga, you lived.
Well, no.
I'm not talking about me.
I can push back on that because even in Mexico, they don't build houses like that.
And I'm not talking about me. I'm saying in the culture.
Well, I thought we were talking about your rich ass and your privileged ass.
I'm saying in the culture in Haiti.
You've been privileged since Haiti.
You find poor people.
This is an argument
that's
unnecessary. My point was that I'm not sure that you're experiencing singularly the black experience.
Not at all.
I think that you're having a combination of things, and one of those is the privilege that your parents have afforded you.
Yeah, right? I'm not disagreeing with that.
So when you say the black experience is fine for me, there are people who are looking at you like, nigga, what?
You sound very white.
Yeah, like, what do you mean the black experience is fine? They're like, no, the black experience is not fine. What are you talking about? Where did you grow up? And then you got to start telling them, oh, well, I was, you know, Haiti, then Boston, and then, you know, Atlanta and Kennesaw, and like, oh, okay, wait a minute. So you're not like me then. You're saying that black experience is fine, but that ain't my black fucking experience. My black experience is way different than that.
So, food stamps, nigga, cockroaches.
So that, I think, plays a bigger part.
That's just poor, Jamie Mac. White people could have that, too.
That, I think, plays a bigger part. Now, as far as wanting to be another race, you said that you'd want to be black. And the reason why you were going to say is because the black experience has been fine. So could you continue from that? Because that's where we were.
Yeah, yeah. For me, because I think, yeah, like I said earlier, because my black experience has been fine. But, two, that's all I really know. You know, like, I don't... Outside of the white privileges, I'm not trying to be mean, but I don't know. That's the one thing I've never understood in America specifically. Like, what is white American culture? I know what Italian culture is. I know what a German, but what is the white Americans? Is it just barbecues and 4th of July? What is their culture?
What is black culture?
Everything in this country.
Everything?
Everything as far as...
So
music.
So nut tapping as a game, that's white. I mean, that's black.
Are we gonna give white culture nut tap or just immaturity culture?
Why not?
That's not just immaturity culture.
Nah, they do that shit all the way.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I know that's why with the white Americans, I was like, what is their culture? Is it Italian culture? Is it German?
Date rapes.
Is it Scottish culture? What is really a white American culture?
If you're talking about like true American culture, right? I think you're looking in the more rural areas, right? Like, I think those are the type of, you know, pickup rednecks? Truck. Yeah, redneckish, right?
Nah. Like, again, okay. You meet a redneck and you meet a black dude from the same areas. They're very similar. It's the same culture. It's just one's white, one's black.
So then when you're saying what's black culture, you have all these things you're about to name. I don't understand how you can do that then if you're saying they're redneck.
So the reason why I was saying that is because I feel like a lot of American culture, mm-hmm. what's considered American culture, mm-hmm. is really just black culture.
So cheeseburgers, that's black people. Muscle cars, that's black people.
Are we putting cheese...
Yes.
Cheeseburgers yes. is from Germany.
Blue jeans. Are blue jeans, is that black culture?
Okay, I guess I can give you blue jeans. My nigga, cheeseburgers came from Germany.
No, cheeseburgers, it can't. My nigga, nobody give credit to fucking
I'm just saying
Germany. Nobody, like, man, you know what
Limburg.
I really want?
So let me
just,
Limburg.
Let's go eat some. Let's go eat. Where you want to eat tonight? Let's eat some German food. What'd you have in mind? Oh, McDonald's. Nobody says that, nigga. Nobody says that. Apple pie, cheeseburgers, pizza, French fries. That's all American shit, right?
Yeah, American.
So stop
for
it.
Sure.
Blue jeans, Zippo lighters. I mean, there's so much stuff that's like part of this. You're like, what even is this? It's the fabric of everything that you are. There are so many underlying things that people look at you from other countries like, oh, that's American. They don't say it's black American. They say it's American.
They say it's American, for sure. I'm with you. But I feel like majority of American culture stems from black culture.
So I think like movies?
The entertainment aspect,
music. No. Going to the movies, that's black culture?
I think that's just... That's
everywhere. White people shit. That's
going to the movies is white people shit?
Yes. There was time when black people couldn't afford to go to a damn movie.
Oh, okay. So sure.
They made that pop, and it's not in any other country. It was here, and then it spread out. Like, there's so much that's already part of American culture that you're going to call black culture now. That was not. It was just American.
And I think what's happening now is it's the way hip-hop has kind of melded itself into every aspect of...
That's one aspect.
But again, I think that's why you're saying it that way. I think that's why... Because you can see and look around and everything has
Especially by the time I was born.
Right, has a more urban feel to it than it ever did before in our country. But the reality of it is, fucking getting, I mean, it's not even nepotism, right? It's like, you know, getting a job over another nigga. That's American culture, nigga. That's white American culture. Give me some of that.
Skinny
like,
jeans?
I don't give a fuck. If I may not be qualified as much as this other minority motherfucker, but you want to pay me more? Fuck yes. Sign me up for that. What the fuck, man? Like, I don't know, man. Listen, we can stand on pride and all these other fucking moral fucking statues that make you want to say that I would rather be this than that. if you don't have to fucking fight a certain fight by just being this color, I'm okay with that. Like, I don't want to fight this
French.
Fight.
So is French. If French goes somewhere that feels a little dangerous, he's going to stick his chest out a little bit. He's going to be a little bigger. He's going to spread his arms a little bit more when he walks. He's going to try to make himself look bigger in that environment because he's adapting to it. And right. He wants to be considered a certain thing.
Right.
He does the same thing. He just, when we talk about race, it's like, oh, I can't do that. That'd be a sellout. But you lie when you're in that environment. You probably don't even want to fight nobody. But you know you got to kind of have a different kind of swag when you walk in that place. Because if you don't, you're going to look like a mark.
Yeah, but what's that got to do? Adapting to an environment.
Everything. Because you're lying. Because you're using the tools of somebody who's not you to get a certain response. So what Mac is saying is, why would I want to work harder mm-hmm. when this person has the ability to just do it? So if I act more like that, maybe I'll just have the opportunity to do that. There's no different than you walking in that room and changing your swag a little bit and being a little bit more, you know, trying to be a little bit, intimidating. You're using that so that you don't get approached. You don't get fucked with, right? Mac is saying the exact same thing, but he's just using race as the
I see the correlation.
Yeah, and for me, you know, you talked about, you brought this up and you brought up all these other nationalities. And I think that they understand this part, right? Like, they're like, for who? For what? For why? Why would I, if I didn't have to, subject myself to this?
So do you think, like how Beyonce said in the beginning of this topic, how because we're at the bottom of the totem pole, which is why we have to...
Perceived to be. I want to make sure. I said perceived, but if
you
I didn't,
did.
I meant perceived. We're perceived to be at the bottom.
Which is why we have that pride where, like, nah, we ain't about to, this is the only thing we got, so we ain't about to lose it. I'm asking.
I don't know, my nigga. Like, again, I think that it goes back to, you know, it's like a fucking, and I don't know how accurate it was, but I know it rang somewhat true when I first heard it.
What?
On White Men Can't Jump. When that nigga said,
"There we go,"
a black man would rather fucking look good
than play good,
and lose than fucking not look good and win. Like you, it's the way we got to do certain things our way. We have to.
Mm-hmm.
We can't do it. We can't.
Those are the things where the immigrants versus the black.
Yep,
is different.
Yep.
Those are the things, yeah.
And it's not, and there was the level of truth in that, right?
Yeah,
like there was definitely that rang true to me when I saw it, because I've seen niggas play hoop flashy and try to do the shit
behind the back pass,
right,
and
try to do shit that it didn't need to be done, that wasn't winning plays. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Instead of just making winning plays, right? And I don't know what it is about it. It's like we have to be extra. We like that shit. And it's not us, just us. I mean, there's white boys that are extra with their fucking 4-foot-high trucks and shit, you know, raised up with lights on their fucking rims and shit, ball sacks hanging from their fucking back of their trailer hitches and shit. Like, they're looking look-at-me type shit, too. But for the great majority, I think they're just okay winning. You know what I mean? Like, and it's because they are winning, right? Like, I think that's the part of it. They know that they don't have to necessarily do all of that extra shit
mm-hmm.
and still can win.
Yeah.
So I don't think that, you know, these other races want to
dismantle races.
Yeah, I don't think they. I mean,
because some of the racism does benefit them due to their lighter tone privilege and things like that. So they're also experienced.
They're not as
some
feared. They're not as feared as I hate to say it, as us.
That's what I'm saying. So they've experienced some of it. That's why they're like, oh, if I was really white, I would not experience none of it.
And
while us, we don't even experience not even.
Well, what if they've already figured out, like, listen, if I don't be so demonstrative or aggressive or fearful, uh-huh. I can get by already just, you know, let these niggas play that role. Let them be the motherfuckers that ready to fucking nut up on motherfuckers at a drop of a hat and do all of this other shit. And then they take all the heat and I can get up a little bit more under the radar.
Did we ever... I remember we always used to talk about that. Did we decide which version of black people there is more, niggas versus just regular law-abiding black people?
Well, no, we definitely said that there's more non-niggas, right?
Okay.
But the niggas are...
loud.
They're the loud, and they're the ones that, you know, you see. Like, again, there was so... And the perfect example is in the 90s when I moved to Chicago everybody I saw was like, what gang you in? What gang you in? What gang you in? Like, nigga, everybody's not in a gang from California. Like, that's not a thing. But that's what was propagandized at the time. And so you couldn't tell a motherfucker if you was coming from California that you wasn't a Blood or a Crip. And it's just the way it is, because that's what was being shown. That worst part of it was all that anybody thought was all of it. And it's the same thing with the niggas that you do see showing out, wearing their fucking bonnets, doing
niggas
all this fucking...
Niggas are wearing bonnets now.
Niggas is wearing bonnets now. Yeah. I don't understand none of this.
What happened to durags?
This shit didn't jump the fucking shark, man. And it ain't Jamaicans. It ain't niggas with dreads either. It's not
niggas with haircuts.
It's just like, my Lord, bro. I don't even know if it's gay niggas. Like,
niggas.
I'm just like, damn, this bonnet game. You talk about propaganda?
Yeah, niggas are wearing
that's
bonnets
the one,
now.
Man. That's the one that got everybody. Yeah. That it's okay to put that shit on your head. And now niggas is wearing them.
Protective hairstyle. That's what they say.
Protected. Your shit has to be so trash underneath. Like, I've seen bad haircuts. I've seen homeless people that I feel like that's okay. Just don't put a bonnet on that bitch. Like, that peasy ass, half mashed together, half dread, half not combed, fucking KD looking shit on the side. All of that. Like, that's better than when you walking around with that fucking coony ass fucking bonnet on your head.
Yeah.
But anyways, niggas.
That was a lot of energy, guys. You guys look tired.
Yeah, nah, man. I'm just when they, you know, racing me.
Yeah. So I never answered. I don't know, French. That's a tough one. I don't know that I'd want to be
carry
in
both.
Any other race. Yeah, you know. I think it's interesting hearing you guys talk about it, considering you know, my experiences in life and stuff, and how, you know, I've always talked about people will say things like, "Oh, you're both," but to each race, I'm neither. So, like, black people are like, well, you're not exactly black. And white people are like, well, you're not exactly white.
Right.
So it's like, there's like, I guess I get a different perspective.
Every mixed people say that.
Well, it's true.
It's the truth. But they, like,
you're assuming from your perspective that we're both. However, what you don't realize is that you're also, at the same time, telling me I'm not exactly black. Even if it's in a nice way.
Yeah, I know. That makes sense. That makes sense.
So but, you're not even, you don't even think I'm both. You think I'm neither.
I think you're black. I think you're actually black.
Good.
Because when I think of you, I look at you as a black man. And one of my close friends, he's mixed, and he said he had to make this. He had to choose which one.
Yeah.
Like, there was a point where he's like, oh, I'm going to choose. And then, because he's mixed, he looks, the society already judges him as a black man.
Yeah.
And then.
That's your choice right there.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I mean, you could,
yeah.
You could try to choose.
Yeah.
But what is society going to tell you? What is, what,
yeah,
I mean,
and
I
the
think,
funny thing is, he grew up with his white side. Yeah. Like, because his dad is black, but he doesn't really have, he knows his dad, but he didn't really have a good relationship. Yeah. So he grew up with his mom.
Yeah.
White mom. Mom got remarried, white guy. Like, he grew up in a white household, but, you know, he's the black.
You can't walk in a room and be like, hey, I'm white. Because, again.
Well, you can.
You can.
Some.
You just
got to
cut your hair different. You got to dress differently. You got to act and walk different. Yeah. So you'd have to put more affectation on your voice.
Yeah.
You have to put more into it. But you, I could definitely get away with it if I completely shave down and cut my hair a certain way, wore. Like, the other day, I was just wearing a white ball cap and some different shoes. Y'all like, oh, golf is next. You know what I'm saying? Like, think that vision of what you guys try to play me as, right?
No.
If I push everything towards that, you would still know.
I don't think you're Italian.
You would still, yeah, but you know, there, I could be some, everywhere that we go,
right,
outside of this country, they don't know that I'm
mixed,
black.
Yeah.
Right.
Nobody thinks I'm black. They think I'm something else. Puerto Rican, Cuban, Greek.
I see the Greek.
There have been a few different ones, and it's really about my dress and my hair.
Right.
If I were to change some of those things up, I think it would be difficult to know. And I think that's probably why I don't have the conflict you guys have, where Max said he would and you said you wouldn't. I don't think I have that, because I think that's kind of a reality for me where I've had to actually do it.
Oh, yeah.
So,
and
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure. And I think French Reggie's kind of bullshitting too, right?
Oh,
because
shit.
Because when he goes into an interview, right, when he goes into these, you know, where he's working business and doing shit like that, he not being as black as he can be. He's not like
that's weird,
professional.
That's
yeah.
weird, Mac.
Are you saying being professional is white?
How does someone act black?
you know how niggas act black. Like,
tell us.
Like, you get that. You've had that service.
What you want?
Right.
Yeah, on a job interview or any business meeting, you should not talk like what you want. You should just be a professional.
What did I? Did I just see something go viral? But they were joking somebody who went like for a job interview or something like.
Yeah, like a stupid job, but he dressed up.
In a certain tie.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, no.
Why are y'all joking this dude for putting on the right clothes for a job?
You'll
be surprised. Nowadays, these kids do not dress up for job interviews for those small jobs.
I didn't know nothing about that. Every job I ever applied for, GQ. I wore a shirt and tie.
Absolutely. GQ.
Every single one.
I think
one.
If I didn't, I did something like maybe a button-down shirt, but I had a jacket on with it.
Right.
I've never not gone into a...
That's more recent, I think. I think we've gotten more business casual. That's been more acceptable.
Right.
But
it's still slack. Still slack. Still a button.
But these
down,
kids now, like, I remember my first job was Zaxby's. I was GQ'd up.
What does GQ mean?
Like, suit, tie.
Okay.
Everything to go work at Zaxby's. Now, these kids will come in dressed like I am dressed right now.
Yeah,
with
for
the
sure.
slides. I saw that with my own eyes at Wendy's. I went to go get some food at Wendy's.
That's why I don't eat fast food no more.
And then I saw a kid come in for a job interview. He had Yeezy slides on, a hoodie, and a sweatpants. And he sat down with the manager because, you know, they do those interviews right.
Right, in the little booth.
And I'm seeing, like, this nigga's about to get this job?
I can't be trusted.
I think they should put all little pictures on the wall of how you looked in your interview to decide whether I want to eat here or not.
Yeah, right. Let me.
But they get hired though.
Instead of the health school. Let me see that.
Let me see what you came in.
They get hired. So my thing is, I can't even be mad at the kids. I'm like, well, if they're not about to get no consequences for coming up to the job interview like that, can you blame them? Can you blame them?
So does that
they do get hired?
But does that make it easier to move up?
I don't know.
In that field, like if you're a fast food worker, does it make it easier if you, let's say you show up in your suit and then you come to work like you want to be at work? Does that make it easier for you?
Move up GM quickly.
Yeah, but do you though? That would be the proof in the pudding is like, yo, all you gotta do is care a little bit. If you care a little bit, you go from this to this fast.
Right.
And I think that may coerce more people to start doing it. But what they look and see is that nobody respects this job at all. And so why would I even, I don't want to move up in this job. I don't even want to have a job. I'm going to be an entrepreneur. I want to have my own business.
Content creator.
And that entrepreneurship that social media created, I fucking hate it.
Yeah. I want to play video games for
fucking
a living.
I fucking hate it because it's like. True entrepreneurship, you're not about to get paid till.
It's about to be the hardest thing you've ever done.
I'm doing
done
this thing in Nigeria now. We've been making money. We in ShopRite stores. Money is coming.
Yeah.
All that money's double down again. It's like, we get it. Oh, double down.
What do you mean by, you putting it back in the business?
Yeah, right. Don't even take a dollar for myself.
So what people don't know about having money, though, is that you go in and you do you put in your paperwork to have your job, right?
Yeah.
You have to claim deductions and all that kind of stuff so they take out enough money. So at the end of the year, you don't owe, right? But after you reach a certain income level, it doesn't matter what you put on that paper. You're going to owe at the end of the year, right?
You can do 1099.
So let's say you make $100,000, right? You make $100,000, and they're going to take about 30% of that out of your check throughout the year. And then at the end of the year, they're going to take another $5,000 or $10,000. So you started with 100, but you really only end up bringing home $60,000. You know what I'm saying? And so... I don't know why I brought that up. I'm trying to remember why I brought it.
The difference between employment and ownership?
And so they think, well, that's bullshit. I'm going to just start my own company. Not realizing that, bro, it's worse there.
You got to pay everybody before you
pay
yourself.
The only difference is at the end of the day, you can make your own schedule. But guess what? You really can't even make your own schedule.
Because if the business
calls for it, you're at work, my nigga.
Yeah.
You're at work. And it's all day.
Ain't no calling out sick.
You can't call out sick. You can't decide not to go in today. You can't decide that, I'm going to leave early every day. I don't ever want to work past noon. That's not real. Yeah, I have a cousin that did it. I have a friend. You probably got some anecdotal stuff. But for the most part, you're not going to get a break by being an entrepreneur. It's going to be harder work.
It's harder work. And it's like, it's a long-term plan. Like, even if you hit early, you got to play the long game. You can't just...
I just saw...
You can't, man.
I just read an article talking about all the billionaires under 30 years old. Every single one of them is inherited. Every single... There's zero billionaires under the age of 30 who didn't get
especially
their money from
billions.
A trust fund.
Billions? Yeah. 30 years don't even... That's too short of a time to even acquire that much wealth.
Because
at 18, that's when you really have a brain power to start making money.
Yeah, but these niggas will have you out here believing that you're going to be a billionaire if you just put your content together. If you just, you just got to do this. You got to just, man, we can stream this money. No, bruh. There's zero 30-year-olds that are billionaires. 30 and under.
Zero. That are not inherited.
That are not
outside
inherited.
Outside of probably Mark. He was probably
under,
the only one.
He's not under 30.
Not now. Yeah.
But I'm saying he was probably the only one.
Oh, no,
one.
I'm talking about right now.
Yeah.
Right now, there are zero 30-year-olds or under.
And he stole that shit, though.
And he stole that shit. But I'm saying he was probably the only one that was under 30 that, or quote-unquote, organically made that billion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, we about to get out of here.
Yep.
Is there anything else you guys got?
Nah. He's a plant, though. He don't even look real half the time.
Yeah, his eyes are pretty far spaced.
Yeah, he don't. I mean, and when he talks, I'd be like, that nigga's he's an alien or AI or something. That nigga's not human.
So ever since he was born, he was not human, or they did something to him once?
No,
he
was never
a
human.
Smart.
I think they grew him in a petri dish.
He's half gray or something. Like, that
somebody
nigga,
by mistake squeezed his head and
half gray.
Somebody squeezed his head and his eyeball went to the far left, too far. Anyway, listeners, keep supporting us, keep interacting with us, and we'll keep bringing the nonsense because we realize that sometimes people just need to laugh. Till next time.
10% less bullshit than any other podcast, guaranteed.